I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with Mike Cook, better known as the Cookie Man, about tomorrow's Combat Veterans Motorcycle Association ride to benefit the DJ Jacobetti Home for Veterans in Marquette. Here's the details about what's happening with the Cookie Man.
This Motorcycle Association, what's going on?
Well, we're having our fifth annual ride for the Jacobetti Veterans Home. It's our fifth annual. We're going to present them with a check. That's about, I want to say, $4,000-$5,000. Yeah. I'm not 100% sure. They keep it kind of a secret until it's the day of the presentation.
Right.
But it is, it's just not for us. It's for anybody who wants to ride with us.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to start out at the American Legion Post out in Little Lake. They're going to have a nice country breakfast for everybody that shows up. And that'll go from 9 to 11.
Uh-huh.
And then we're going to have all the registrations and stuff from 11 to 12.
Sure, sure.
And then at 12 noon, bango, the police will be there and escort us out of town. Kickstands up at noon and down the highway towards Marquette we go.
And that is to go to the Jacobetti Home for Veterans.
Yeah.
And then that afternoon, about 1 o'clock or so,
right,
give or take,
right,
you're presenting this check. And now this money comes from what? What do you guys do to raise this
money?
Well,
we have cans all over the area, donation mm-hmm. cans in various bars, grocery stores, some places of business, stuff like that. It's got our logo on it,
mm-hmm.
and it's just a plastic gallon jug with a hand, with a top cut out of it. You can put money in it. And we generate all these cans around. We go out, you know, at least once a week to pick mm-hmm. up all this money. And we generate anywhere from maybe close to $1,000 a month, maybe we bring
I saw a thing from the state, the Veterans Association, that says that the Combat Veterans Motorcycle Association, you guys here in this area over the last several years, it's like $40,000 or something. There's been a lot of money that you've
yeah,
raised.
Yeah, we've gotten over $40,000 in the last
year. And this whole thing now ties in that with this breakfast tomorrow morning, 9 to 11,
right,
there's also 50-50s going on.
Right.
People can stop there,
right,
and then they can join the ride, and that's
sure.
got a fee like $20 or something.
Yeah, it's a $20 entry fee for a mm-hmm. motorcycle, $30 if there's two people on them. All that money completely goes into the Jacobetti fund, and
mm-hmm.
all 100% of it. I want to give you a little itinerary of what we're doing here. Like I say, kickstands will be up at noon.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a police escort down 553 for all the motorcycles.
Mm-hmm. Mike Cook in the studio with me. He's with the Combat Veterans Motorcycle Association. We're talking about tomorrow's DJ Jacobetti ride. This is all to benefit the veterans and at the Jacobetti Home for Veterans in Marquette. Now, Cookie, we were talking about the lead up to the check presentation, which is going to be happening over at the Jacobetti home around 1 o'clock tomorrow.
Yeah, about one.
And then you're doing some stuff after that. What's going on?
Well, after that, we will have our police escort to take us out of town in a nice orderly manner. And once we get to M28 and 41, he'll be kind enough to block off the traffic where we can make our left-hand turn down M28. And from there, once we get a clean and green run, we're going to run down to All-Train.
Okay.
And we'll make a right there on the All-Train cut across.
Sure.
Beautiful scenic ride
mm-hmm.
over to 95.
Yep.
Yeah. And there we're going to stop it at Ebon. Had a little brain fart there for a minute.
Stop in Ebon and have a little break.
Yep, have a little break there, you know, at the new moon. And
yeah.
Then from there, we'll head down 41, or not, towards 41.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll take a left and go down to the Rock cut across,
yep,
over to Rock.
Yep.
Stop into Herb's and see Becky.
Of course.
Say hi to Becky and the crew there.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be there probably, you know, half an hour or so, you know, and then we motor back into Little Lake, where we're going to have a full-blown family-type picnic barbecue for everybody
mm-hmm.
who's on the run.
What time
does
that get
going
about?
And the public is welcome
about
to come to that.
What time is
that? I want to say we'll probably be Little Lake around 5 or 6.
5 or 6.
Yeah, you know.
Get her going.
Somewhere in that.
Okay.
And then, or maybe earlier, depends on how much time
head
we
head on
make
out there late afternoon,
late
about
afternoon,
5,
yeah,
6 o'clock,
yeah,
somewhere in there.
We sit down and have a nice sit-down dinner, and then we'll have an auction and door prizes and bucket prizes. And
all of it goes to benefit the veterans at the
Jacobetti
home.
Yes.
Well, I just want
one other thing I'd like to bring up real quick. After that, it's pretty moving. What we do is we have a flag retirement ceremony for any American flags we have to
mm-hmm.
Retire. Mm-hmm. We got the color guard, bunch of good old boys stand up or saluting the flag as it burns, and mm-hmm. then we had at ease. And anybody who wants to come, and we'll keep doing that until we either run out of people or run out of flags, and then we just boogie into the night.
That's the one and only Cookie Man talking about the Combat Veterans Motorcycle Association ride to benefit the DJ Jacobetti Home for Veterans. With a look at what's happening in our community, for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.